Hey, shit talkers! Look who we got back with us. I'm back,
bitches. I'm back, bitches.
Oh, welcome to another episode of In My Opinion with your girl, Lil Sonya.
And our motherfucking toy. What's up?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Sonya girl.
Hey, Toy, I missed you.
I'm so glad to be back, baby. We need to catch up, honey.
Yes. Lord, I had to talk shit all without you. I had to talk shit by myself.
But at least I was tuned in last week, though. I was tuned in.
Yes, she was.
But the week before it went, I'm sorry. I was like,
what? Well, tonight, y'all, we got some new shows that we're going to get into it with. First is Life at the Lockup.
I got some shit. Woo! They get on my nerves on that show.
Baby. Especially the motherfuckers Bianca and Daniel. Because why the fuck you go buy her a ring, but y'all want to get married? And it's a lot of motherfuckers out here doing that shit. You know that, right?
First of all, that's the couple that Bianca, she's the one that mad that this man trying to get some make ends meet.
No. I think you talking about Melissa and Louie, the one that work at the pizza place.
Melissa and Louie, that's who it is. That's who it is.
Bianca is the little goofy bitch that
Bianca is the 23-year-old
no coffee.
The 23-year-old hoe. Yeah, Daniel need to get rid of that bitch.
First of all.
She's 23. He's 31. How the fuck did they even meet while he was in prison?
Probably on some pen pal shit. Because she moved from a whole different state to be with him when he got paroled out.
That man wanted to marry her until she did that dumb shit, though. Like, you got to understand, the man will collapse back into drinking. He's trying to stay on the straight and narrow, and you're not helping him if you're going to be drinking. You can't do that around someone that had that addiction before. Like, come on.
But like, she's going to send him back to jail.
Yeah, she said, I'm young and I can do, I like to drink. Well, that's not, you're not ready. You're not ready. And that man, he was ready. He really liked her. But at the same time, she ain't for him.
Not at all.
And then she said, you was talking all this stuff in jail. Girl, I wrote, baby, they always talk good when they in jail. baby, they sell you all the dreams when they in jail, baby.
They become so religious and everything else. You better hear it and know it.
That jail talk, baby, that shit make you fall in love, make you be faithful as fuck. And then when them bitches get out, you don't know who the fuck they is. You like,
whole different character.
They need you, baby girl. They need you to ride that train with them, honey.
And now it's time for you to get off. Because I see a big dump in your future, bitch.
Man, I told Daniel to follow his heart. I said, follow your heart, my boy. Follow your heart. Baby, she's showing you right there. You put her to the test, and that bitch said, have a drink. Man, leave that hoe alone.
Your ass gonna be back in jail.
And is.
Battling your parole.
And
because of her. I don't care if she came to a new state to be with you. Send her ass back. Send her ass back. What you think about Kimberly and Joey, girl? So
I wrote, Joey, he tried to holler at her cousin, right?
Joey was going with her cousin. That was his bitch. Cheated on her cousin with her.
See, I just started watching it. Right?
Yes, I know.
And the one that I seen for this week said, yeah, I'm walking in and I can't whistle, y'all. He doing that to me. And I'm looking like, wait, but you saying that's your cousin. So how the fuck is the, you know what? No mind. That's them people.
That's them clip folks for you.
That's dumb people. Because no, what you telling me that he was with her first?
Yes. So the episode before last, she was telling her like, as she got pregnant, and do she remember, you know, Joey and everything? And she was like, yeah, Joey wasn't always a good person. And she was like, well, he cheated on you with me, and now her son may be his.
I seen that preview. I seen that, but I thought that was a totally different fucking girl. I didn't know it was the cousin. Because the girl was
That was the same bitch that went with her to try on them dresses, the wedding gowns.
Now, why would I go with you and pick out your dress? And she don't let you have no...
But wait a minute. The bitch still married.
I heard that. She's
divorced.
You still married. You ain't tell this man that you still married. Your divorce ain't even final. And like the cousin said, what if he marry you and take everything from you, sweetie?
Yeah.
You talking about buying a house and all this. What is he contributing to the house?
Some dick.
That dick better be good.
It looked like that made you itch.
It did. And it better. And then for him to be talking about him, he don't want to work at, he don't want to just work anywhere. Baby, first of all, you need to start from the bottom and grow yourself somewhere. Like, come on, man. She need help. You out of jail now. I'm quite sure she was holding you the fuck down when you was in
jail. Absolutely.
So what do you mean you don't want to work just anywhere? Baby, you'll commit the felon. Everybody is not going to hire you. Look how you went to that interview.
Take what you can get. Something better than nothing. I don't care what it is.
Man, these bitches probably be too good for me. I don't like that for them.
That's why I'm in love with Key Rock and Britney.
Bitch, I love me some Key Rock and Britney, baby. I love
Key Rock and Britney, y'all.
Can we save them for last? Can we save them for last? Please.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Tenny and Rob.
Oh, my God. Tenny and Rob.
I don't see them lasting. They not, because Tenny, she pisses me off. She pisses me off. Whatever he was doing, and he was still taking care of you from motherfucking prison.
And then he
get out, and he said to himself, like, she's a spoiled brat. But at the same time, girl, like, slow that spending shit down. Hold that man down.
Y'all didn't have to go to the water park.
Come on.
There's so much other shit you and your kids could have did.
And then she brought the motherfucking pass. Fuck all that. She brought the season thing.
Yes, she did.
And that man told her, before you spend any money, if it's over $100, just call me first and talk to me about it first. This hoe took it upon herself and just did what she wanted to do. Then now you want to talk about a tattoo that's a face on his motherfucking arm. Bitch, it ain't bother you no other time. So, bitch, why I want to bother you now?
That part.
Man, she pissed me off. I say, yeah, this.
But like, you ain't see the episode before last when she fought his mama.
She fought his mama?
Yeah. Now, the mama bogus too, but you ain't had no business putting your hands on her face. And the mama gave her what she was looking for.
So that's in the preview that I seen, because she must have put in his head that your mama just wants your money or something like that. Because I seen a preview when he was talking to his mama and saying something that was
personal. His mama was like, his mama, dude, that's all she wanted, for him to take care of her. And she told him, she was like, I feel like since you got with her, you stopped taking care of me.
They married?
Hell no.
What? Why do people do that?
I have no idea.
Let me tell you something, mama. You can't be his number one for the rest of your life. When he get married, what you think? You're going to be moved to the back?
Absolutely.
So it's going to be his wife, his kids, and then the mom.
Yep.
What part is the mama not understanding? But the girlfriend, girl, I get it.
Yeah, she had enough. She had enough. And she said something to her. And she got up and was getting ready to walk away, and the mama kept talking, and she turned around, and baby, it was a cat fight. He had to jump in the middle of it.
That put him in my place.
It got real ugly.
Ooh, see, baby, I ain't know. Y'all, again, I just started watching it this week, honey. So don't hold me accountable, because
it got real ugly.
See,
but yeah, you can't be spending all that man money, baby.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get that job in 2 weeks, like you said.
I don't like that for her. And you claiming you're going to get it that fast? I want to see her get it that fast.
And if she can get it that fast, she should have been the fucking had it.
Because why are you not working?
That part with two kids.
Is that his kids?
No.
I figured.
No.
I fucking figured.
The girl, the little girl, the teenage girl, a preteen or whatever she is, her daddy died when she was like 3 months.
Hmm.
And then I don't know who the little boy daddy is, but they not his.
Mm. That's why he felt some type of way when they talking about even the kids know when he get paid.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? His mama gonna eat that one up.
Ooh, bitch. Because why these kids know when you get paid, baby? Tell me. Why? Why is the kids in the grown folks' business? That makes me feel like the mama talk to the kids about everything.
She does. She a teenage mama, so she feel like them her friends.
Well, how old are they?
Shit, I think the girl like 14, 15. And I think she had her when she was 14.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Lee Melissa ass. You should have threw that pizza in her motherfucking face. I'm tired of Melissa. See, Toy, you just started watching it, but this bitch been like this for a couple of seasons now.
For real?
So possessive. Like, you got that man teeth done and then went crazy.
She jealous, too.
Yes. She's very jealous-hearted. He can't have a life. He trying to put some money in the house and bring some food to the table, because at first you had a problem with that. Mm-hmm. Now he working multiple jobs. Now it's a problem. He should throw that piece in the tub with her ass.
Yeah, now she talking about, oh, well, when are you going to have time for me? Baby, it's no time for you when you were stressing me about not having a job. Now I'm trying to make ends meet. Now you want time. It's either, bitch, I'm going to work my ass off to get us where you want to be, or I'm going to not work. Which one? Because I told him, I pray y'all make it, because $18,000 for that ring.
Oh, wait. You done lost your motherfucking mind, Louis.
I don't even want a bitch to buy me an $18,000 ring if we was to get
you next. Can give me that money and give me the money. Thank I don't even want the ring.
Thank you.
We ain't got to wear no motherfucking rings.
Thank you.
Just give me the money.
Now, if I would have said that, I would have got cussed out. That's how I feel. We don't need no ring. First of all, we ain't got to get motherfucking married. Because what is the piece of paper?
That's true.
Because all we gonna do is break up in motherfucker and then what?
Shut the fuck up, Toy.
Then we got to split shit and all that. No. Which, us not being married, we break up before your wife go my way. We ain't got to go work out the courts in our business.
Oh, shit. I can't with you.
And then I don't like that she also carried what other people did to her, because that was her sister that was talking about you being hurt so much and all this stuff. Okay, ain't nobody. I said this whole worse than Laura Harvey, bitch. Every time you turn around, you got a new nigga. Come on, bro. Like, what everybody done did to you, can't bring that into the other relationship. You have to give everybody a chance, an opportunity to fuck up. You can't go in there with that mindset.
That's so true.
See, like, Louis really fucks with you.
He's such a good guy. And I wouldn't blame him if he was out there getting some extra coochie.
She gonna run him away.
And I wouldn't blame him. Because I don't like her mob wife looking ass.
Yeah, that bitch do look like a mob wife. She look like that. She look like that one. What was her name? Because she was my favorite. The one with the man voice.
Big Edge.
Big Edge. Where is her? That
was she my dead. Toy so Big Edge been dead for years.
For real?
That's when the show just like disappeared. Yeah, she died of cancer. Rest in peace, Big Ange. Yes.
Because I loved you.
Yes, I loved her too. She was my favorite.
She was my favorite, yeah.
She kept the peace. What you think about Justina and Michael? Now, I'm here in Vegas with these two goofy motherfuckers. And I want to know why the fuck she trying to have another baby and she on her deathbed if she do.
Girl, get out my head. That's what I said. I said, if you is high risk of pregnancy, why the fuck you keep getting pregnant? And it ain't by mistake. You know what the fuck going on, so why'd you keep getting pregnant? But ain't no way. I don't know why the fuck he getting mad. Why Michael getting
that
mad?
That part.
That much. Your motherfucking temperature. Your temperature. Your temper is out of this roof. I wouldn't trust my kids around you. I wouldn't.
Hell no. Not even the ones we got together.
That's what I'm saying. Because, bitch, my son, did she say he's autistic? My son is autistic. He broke his phone because he got angry. And that's what autistic kids do. They break things.
And they don't know how to control their anger.
And your motherfucking ass punched the wall? Because I didn't find out he was autistic until this week. Because I told you I had watched last week one too. So I was like, wait a minute. That child is autistic and this nigga punched the wall like that? Went and took the TVs out the room and all that extra shit. Nah, you ain't fit to be around my kids.
And I don't like that he talked with his daughter about his wife.
I seen that too.
I don't like that.
Because all you're going to do
she is she needs to stay her in a child's place. I don't care.
Because all you're going to do is make her dislike her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, she shouldn't have an opinion in your marriage. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you won't even go get your nuts clipped for your wife says a lot. Says a lot.
Now that's who look controlling to me.
Like, but I'm saying though, he gonna tell her, nah, I might want to have some other kids. What's your point of getting married to her if you gonna have some other motherfucking kids?
When you know this girl's situation, why would you want her to put herself in that situation? It's like you're trying to kill her silently.
Gonna tell her to go get an IUD.
He got some insurance on her and she don't know about it. And y'all, it's not weed that I'm smoking. These are herbal joints. These are not weed.
Oh my God.
Sister, he got some insurance on her. And he trying to act like he care, but he don't care because he like, bitch, if you die, I'm going to get paid regardless. So I don't care.
Well, I just got one question before we move on from those two goofballs. Why the fuck y'all have on them big white ass coats in Vegas? Don't nobody wear coats here. Even in the wintertime, ain't no coats here.
It is in Vegas. So, yeah, it's hot as fuck over there, bitch. That was my first time ever in life getting a suntan when I went to motherfucking
Girl, Vegas. They had on them big hot ass swap meet coats with maybe them funky ass Jordans.
Maybe they do it for TV.
I know they was hot and funky.
Somebody need to give us a reality show and shit.
They was, yes. You know what? We need to talk to Ray J before he go down.
Girl. I think we need to add what's his name? Funny Marco Show. I think we need to add that to the ticket to be talking.
We gonna have to do something.
That one with that motherfucker, him, Ray J, and motherfucking Orlando Brown yesterday.
Tea. Too much tea.
Woo! Boy pussy. Orlando. You was getting on my nerve. You was asking shit, and I was paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
But we need to add him to the docket for real, though.
Our favorite, Key Rock and Brittany.
And Brittany. Let me tell you, I want to say this. I want to say this to Key Rock. Congratulations. I am so happy for you getting off of paper, off of parole.
Yes.
I wish nothing but the best for you and Brittany, but for you, definitely. Like, I fucks with y'all. Y'all are my favorite on this
Mine show. Too. Mine too.
But that motherfucking Brittany, that your friend, your homegirl, get rid of that hoe. That hoe is mad. That hoe is a hater. That hoe is wishing that that was her. That hoe is jealous. You better look, sit back and look and watch, bro. That girl is jealous.
She wants your man.
Come on, bro.
That's what that is.
It's not her, bro. That hoe is jealous.
She either want her or her man.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted a big wedding. I do, and I'm still gonna do it. We said we wasn't gonna call our family. Oh, you still should call your mom them. You still should tell them. You did,
So she just wanna start some shit. Just keep up some fucking mess.
But did you, bitch, what pissed me off? I got mad, bitch. I want to throw my motherfucking what their name is again? Justin's son throw that motherfucking phone and broke it. I wanted to throw my motherfucking remote control at the TV and break that bitch. Cause that hoe pissed me out when she told that girl to call her motherfucking probation. Ho, why are you doing all that extra shit when she
trying to stop it?
What's going on? Oh, you should call him and let him know that you're getting married and see what he's saying. See if that's the right thing to do. Because what if you still get married, you still can't go and this and that and that. Oh, why is you speaking this negative in her, bitch?
Like she gonna look, like she gonna follow up with a phone call after her. It's a trick on her. That's them snitch bitches. You better watch her.
Bitch, she probably called the PO. And that's probably why you can't never go. And then you heard the PO when he gonna talk about if Texas feel like you trying to scam them. Scam them.
How is she scamming? Because she's marrying her boo. They already booze.
Her name already on the lease, like Carol said. Your name is on the lease already, so they can't say we not family once we get married. Like,
baby.
I want to fight that hoe. Her friend, I want to fight her.
We gonna get our ass. We'll see you in them streets, bitch.
And ho, get your braids done correctly, bitch.
Looking a hot mess.
Yeah, because ho, you on national TV looking a mess. Ho, you jealous of motherfucking Britney, bitch. And Britney don't even see it. Ho, baby, she blind because she love her friend.
But you know, it's two bitches that I love that stick together. We done spent 23 minutes on them motherfuckers on life after lockup.
Girl, guess what?
Hennessy and Rosé.
I didn't even motherfucking set the timer.
Hennessy and Rosé.
I'm setting the timer down for real. Okay. Hennessy and Rosé. What did they go wrong?
I don't like the way the girls is trying to turn them against each other so they can eliminate them. I know the strategy. I know the strategy.
But I love the fact, well, that was last week when Rosé told her, like, I want to talk to you one-on-one because what I'm not going to do is run down on my friend in front of bitches that want that to happen. I'm not doing that.
I love that part.
Me too. I loved her for that. I said, bitch, you a real friend. I ain't never had a bitch like you. Them hoes always be trying to embarrass me. And bitch, I be the one that turned the fuck up. They got me fucked up. But I love that shit because at the same time they was able to talk like friends, slash that shit and move on. But how the fuck did they get Hennessy over there in the room with Raven and all of them? How that happened?
Probably from that bus ride with Jocelyn. Because when you was in Hawaii, Jocelyn took Hennessy, Ocean, and what's that girl they say that look like Jigsaw? K. Took them to the studio and shit.
And I don't like how they did K. I don't like that.
I don't like that shit neither. And I don't like that bitch Ocean. And I done said that since the beginning of the show. And when the fuck is she going home? Because she can't dance. She's stiff as hell. And she offbeat.
And I had liked her when it first started. But I don't like her no more. Mm-mm. Like, ho, you becoming a bully. And I'm so glad Hennessy kicked your ass in your eye.
Baby. Did you see her eye?
Yes, good kick, Hennessy. Good kick. I fucks with you for that. Karate kick that bitch right in her eye. Love that. Love that for you.
Baby, that eye was like, boom.
That bitch was fat. Jocelyn act like she was scared. She was like, ooh, look at her eye. bitch. Leave that girl a fucking alone. Why the fuck y'all keep bullying her? Why is y'all fucking with her? And then Nuke, at first I liked her, now I don't like her. Because what the fuck is your problem? Like they said, you talk too much, you talk too much, you talk too much, you fucking
yeah, she do think she better than them.
She do. And I said that to my girl yesterday. I said, she that bitch thinks she really thinks she's better than everybody. She do. She definitely do.
And ain't you ain't all that pretty either. Take that fucking makeup off.
And ain't.
Take it off.
You got some pretty titties. But other than that, that's it.
Yeah, it's time for her to go too. It's time for a couple of them bitches to go to it because they not talented at all.
No.
They should not be there. What's that that chick name? Shit. She can't, the one that she had on the purple bodysuit. What's her fucking name?
Purple bodysuit.
She knew Erica Mendel on the first episode. And I think she done been on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta before too.
Because she looked familiar. Because she do look familiar. Envy? Is it Envy?
No, that ain't Envy.
That ain't Envy.
See, we don't even know you, bitch. That's just how bad you are. We don't even know who the fuck you are, but you need to hurry up and go home. Because she said, all I know I do is twerk, and I ain't seen you do that yet either.
Yeah, me either.
Not at all.
Wait, Envy is the BBW, right?
Envy is the girl with the locks.
Nuh-uh.
Ain't her name is Envy, ain't it?
Uh-uh.
Hold on, let me look at my notes.
Uh-uh. Envy ain't the one with the locks. Envy is the BBW, I thought.
The girl from Chicago?
The thick one, the thick black one?
Yeah, she supposed to be from Chicago because she said she was Chicago's baddest BBW, and you're not.
You don't know her?
You're not. Not at all. You average. You fell for a square, sis.
Girl, and she thought that fire was gonna get her somewhere.
Girl,
we seen that before. That's old. It wasn't impressing. It was not impressing. It wasn't.
But that's I like she didn't make the cut.
But I like her though. But I like her.
She cool.
I like her.
But she cool.
The fire.
She give me them. You gotta watch that bitch vibes.
Yeah.
On some real shit.
She definitely gonna do what she gotta do to get her spot. She definitely gonna do that. She don't care who she crossed. I don't give a fuck what she say.
What you think about that bus ride with Danny and Neek?
Neek is a shit starter. She started that. Because you, and then when you get in front of Jocelyn, you be trying to bite your words and put it in a good way. And that's not how you said it, bitch. You said y'all was the new OGs, bitch. And
yes, she did. Spots.
That's what you said, ho. And bitch, I turn up too. Cause ho, whose spot you think you're taking?
And what about Danny? Are you a motherfucking ninja?
Bro, I wrote that. I said Danny is a fucking ninja. I say this is what I said. I say Danny got beat, but that bitch is a ninja. That bitch is a ninja.
I thought she was gonna break that girl neck. I said she finna go to jail.
She flipping and shit. This my head is so Danny. What the fuck? And then what's her name was getting Nuke getting frustrated, but she like, bitch, come on, ho. I wanna fight.
Bitch, stop burning down all her energy, just falling for the trap.
Big dummy.
Falling for the trap.
But how about when Jocelyn had called Danny and then said, my bad, I meant Drea.
Girl, I was so upset.
I was like,
I felt so embarrassed for her.
Why would you do that? And then turn around and
call then her. In the end, gonna cry.
Well, why you ain't let her stay up there then? If you was just like, you know, I made a mistake, I was gonna call you anyways, and you could just stay up here, but I meant to call her first before I called you.
Yeah, Jocelyn be giving me Gemini vibes sometimes. You know she got to add Gemini in her chart. She be switching up for no reason.
Because then she be crying. Then she be writing for him. Then she be crying. Then
she told me, bitch, shut up. Shut up, bitch.
He said, because you talk too fucking much. You talk too much. I said, bitch, is this the new saying? You talk too much. You talk too much. You talk too much, bitch. Everybody don't say that back to back. Bitch, you talk too much. What in the entire fuck? But I don't know that. What you think about that little lineup she picked though?
But a video,
my bitch, I was happy.
But a video,
Raven. Period.
I liked all the girls she picked for the videos. To be honest, she picked all the bitches that can dance. The rest of them hoes can't dance. They can't dance. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all getting y'all little 5 minutes of fame. I know Zeus probably cutting y'all a bag. You better hang on to it while you can.
Do Zeus really cut bags to random stuff?
That's true.
I really feel like
that's true. Biggie did say at the reunion that she got paid more than all of the motherfucking extras put together, the replacements. And why the fuck was they at the reunion? But that's another conversation.
Yeah, why was we say we saving them for last?
Yeah. We're gonna save them for last. We're gonna save them for last.
Yeah,
we're gonna get into this shit talking bitch Carla from Impact ATL.
She get on
because she reminded me of Neek from Jocelyn's Cabaret.
She get on my nerves. Because from last season, I remember her from last season when her and Tucson was getting into it or whatever. Like, she the type of bitch, if you fuck with her, she don't want you talking to her enemy. And I'm grown. I could talk to who the fuck
talk to anybody. And your enemy, not my enemy, boo.
Because you don't like somebody, I'm supposed to not like them. You got me fucked up.
Mm-mm.
And Tucson is me and I am Tucson, because I would have did the same thing, brought everybody at the motherfucking table a shot. And who the fuck was that? Talk about Carla need one and she still do.
Tell her to get one.
Exactly. And she still do. The fuck?
Yeah, Carla, you be doing too much.
And you shouldn't even went to the, I know you fuck with Glow, but you should have told Glow, I'm going to do my own little one-on-one-two with you on your own. Because me and that man do not fuck around.
You ruined that whole event. I don't give a fuck what y'all say about Tucson snatching a megaphone. She touched the shit on purpose because she wanted that reaction up out of him.
She wanted that reaction up out of him. My shit, but wrong with you, bitch? You shouldn't even took that microphone when you know that's that boy microphone. Because she wanted that reaction. Yeah, because I'm quite sure Glow. You asked Glow whose on is it, and Glow told you that was his.
And he had it the whole fucking game. She knew it was his. Like I said, the bitch wanted a reaction. She got what she was looking for. So Ari, leave Tucson the fuck alone talking that shit. Mm-hmm.
Tell me you was wrong. No, the fuck he wasn't. That's his shit.
That's his shit. He didn't hit her.
Don't touch my shit. Give me my
shit. He didn't hit her. He just took his shit. And he didn't snatch it.
I would have snatched that bitch so hard. So I would have snatched that whole arm out of place. Because she had that man's shit and went to running with it. Bitch, give me my shit. And then if you would have made me run, ho, I definitely would have snatched your arm out of pocket, bitch. Don't touch my shit. You don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. Don't touch nothing of mine, ho.
That part. And so then, I ain't mad at you, Tucson.
Me either.
And I ain't mad at you at all, boo.
What about Julius? And I think he just doing shit because he trying to get some clout and
he pissed me off.
Because, bitch, this your first time meeting Glow and you motherfucking telling her tea on everybody.
Try to put her in some bullshit though, and then turn it around. I like Gloss. Gloss is that's my boo. She's so cute. She's so humble. Don't let that Memphis turn up on you though.
Yeah, and stop. I like that. She's like, what? Like, you telling me all these people business, and bitch, I don't even know you. I don't know you. I don't know them. And you telling me they business. Like, why are you doing this? I like when she said that, and I was like, yeah, I see. I like her. She ain't with the mess. I like that.
I love her. I really do. All I want to know is why she ain't go upside Keisha Cole head.
Gross. I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm sorry. But please wear makeup all the time. I fucks with you, but please wear makeup all the time.
I agree.
Because when the camera up close on you, I don't know, it's like your mouth around here.
Plus, PM messed up.
I don't like that. Don't do that. Y'all don't get close like that on nobody else. Y'all don't put that camera up close on nobody else, but y'all kept doing that to her.
And BET, y'all got enough money to give that baby a $300 beat every show.
Exactly.
Every show.
And
she should be looking just as beat as anybody else.
First of all, fuck BET. Her record label is the ones that's the producers of the show. So y'all artists should be looking better than every bitch.
Than anybody. What you think about Ari and Moneybag? She coming there crying and shit because he done cheated again. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, she had to take a drink. Oh hell no.
So I'm speaking my truth.
Oh shit.
I didn't start liking Ari until the first season of Impact Atlanta when she let us into her world. And once I got to know her for her, that's when I started liking Ari, okay? For a long time, I was holding a grudge against for Ari because of Moneybag, okay? Because when him and Meg broke up, he started messing with Ari. And I said, that hold on compared to my bitch.
Oh, shit!
So, now I ain't biased anymore. So, I like them together.
Oh, yeah, they you know what?
I hope they work out, but it's so much.
Because now that they together, hun, Herb looked like they was opposites.
And I pray that, first of all, I feel like Ari's the type of bitch that she stand on business. She stand on all team. When she say she gonna do something, she gonna fucking do it. So
Chicago,
I feel
like, bitch, Southside, Eastside, go Ari. Shout out to Ari.
If that motherfucker cheat again, like she said, it's over.
Yeah.
But I want to know, are y'all married? Are y'all not married? Because in the first episode, you said that was your man. Y'all wasn't married. And then this last episode, you said
he was your husband.
Mm-hmm. So which one is it? You married or you're not married?
We need to know.
On social media, a couple months back, you had said y'all been married for 2 years. So which one is it? Y'all married or you're not
married? If they are married, I sure hope you ain't signed no prenup.
They can't be married because if they was married, wait. Now it's making me think because remember she told Keisha, she said, they should make a law to, if you marry a man and he cheat, you can kill him.
Yeah.
Go to prison.
She said that. She said that. That she said.
She's trying to keep us out of her business, but we keep catching you slipping, Irene. Now tell us.
You know it's public information.
Well, Google it, friend.
We're going to find out.
No, I don't want to use that word, friend. That friend, she is fake as fuck. Google it, sister.
We gonna find out. We gonna get in your shit, Ari. I'm gonna find out.
Uh-huh.
But and chat like right now, right here.
I like them together. I really like them together.
Y'all and think Ari should move back to the ATL?
Well, okay. I want to speak on that because I feel her. I feel her. She's between a rock and a hard place because that was me with my kids. When my kids was younger, I had moved them to Fort Lauderdale, and I moved them away and they was getting bad grades. They was acting out. And when we went back to West Palm Beach, they was doing better. So I feel her on that, but she had to do what's best for her and her plan. Yeah. And moving to Miami, she said that shit opened up so many more doors for her. So I don't know. She got to figure it out. And I understand her when she said, like, I don't want to give my baby away. It's not like you giving your baby away.
Absolutely not.
You're still going to be the one taking care of your baby, but he don't have nobody in Florida that he...
Give him his happiness too, Ari. Even though it hurts. Yeah. Give him his happiness too, so you can have yours.
Yep. You got to do it and get him... When school is out, she said she's gonna start doing homeschool. Then you can get him at any time. I don't know, but at the same time, it's plenty of people that make sure their child is comfortable and do what they need to do for their career. And then, like she said, now she got to go set the pussy because now she got to get her sister and everybody to
whole family. She done recruited the whole family.
She said, well, we got to start selling pussy. I say, see, this is why I love this bitch.
She done recruited the whole family.
The whole family. She like, bitch, I ain't finna be the only one out here selling pussy. Bitch, all of us finna sell pussy. Y'all want this? Bitch, y'all want a compound? Okay, bitch. Come on, let me sell all you motherfuckers.
Yes. Oh shit, I ain't mad.
I love her when she said that.
I ain't mad.
I'm gonna tell you, I love me some Keisha, but I really don't understand why Keisha on the show, because Keisha is way bigger than the show. Do you feel like that?
And Keisha, baby, Keisha, you listening? You not light skinned, baby.
Yeah, I all these years I've been trying to figure out why she said light skinned Keisha.
Let me in on the secret, because you not light skinned, Pooh.
I was wondering why she always say light skinned Keisha, but that's neither here nor there, you know, because a lot of people have names that don't go with them.
That's true.
Like Sexy Red. What's sexy about you? And you're not red. Moving on. Don't do too much on Keisha. Don't do too much on Keisha. But I just feel like she's bigger than Impact, and
she is. She must be just trying to get a little back. Don't get scared because power gone. You know what I'm saying? You got some more shit coming. The universe working it out. Don't be desperate and ruin your brand by going backwards.
Yep.
Because you already did Love and Hip Hop LA, Hollywood, whatever the fuck it was.
Because that motherfucking Julius, he gonna get her into some shit on that show. He gonna get her into some shit on that show, because you heard what she said, that's my friend, I'm standing by him now. Like,
and you heard what her husband said, like, stay the fuck out that shit.
He gonna get her into some shit. So I don't like that for her. Julius, why is you even there?
Goodbye.
Why is you
skit, what scat, do you gone. Do?
What do you do?
Start laughing.
Well, I mean, Keisha said that he's the person that helps her. Basically, I think he's like artist management, like not artist management, artist. What's the word I'm looking for?
Development.
Because she put Glow down with him and was saying like he could help her do this and do that and do this and do that. So,
but look at what he doing to her already, though. I don't even like his character to be working with her. It ain't my business, you know.
I was just answering my question, because I was saying, what did he do? And then that's
what the fuck.
Yeah. And okay. I hope Gloves don't work with him, because after that, I wouldn't want to be around him. First of all, I think from the first meeting, Gloves said, yeah, I ain't working with him. Because that girl don't like mess.
They gonna make her turn up.
And why did Huncho and her break up?
I don't know, but him and Keisha Cole don't look good together at all.
They look so opposite.
Well, you know, the pay for them to be together. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You heard what I just said? It looked like a PR stunt.
Yeah, that's what Scrappy said it was. And Scrappy, you need to wrap your dick up, because I heard about you. Well, we're going to get into that later, because I want to talk about this bitch, Natalie Nunn.
Even if my name was Natalie Nunn, you bitches still couldn't chit-chat me.
Natalie, the way you jumped up when Diamond the Body came out on stage, talking about she wasn't getting no clout off you. No, bitch, you just didn't want no smoke.
You were scared. You were scared. And Natalie, I ain't never seen you that scared. So why were you scared?
Worried.
Why was you scared? Because no tea, no shade. Diamond can't fight. No tea, no shade. I was mad when motherfucker Tildrew talk about Diamond can fight. Girl, I was looking at the phone.
But Saucy was talking like Diamond can fight too. Saucy was like, oh, you disappointed me, huh? I thought that's what it was going to happen. That's how she felt all seasons. What made you think she was getting
tight? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what, listen, from Now That's TV, the people that know her from Now That's TV, they was like, oh, she going to get in the paint. She going to do this. She going to do that. All she got to do is put on her sneakers. She put on her sneakers, and I'm seeing the same thing. I don't, she can't fight.
And roly-poly, fat snacks. Your ass is scary as hell, because why you throw that water on the floor when E.T. came out?
If E.T. wouldn't have slipped on that water, she would have whooped the shit out of Roly.
And you know it.
She would have whooped Roly ass. And I said that. I said, if E.T. wouldn't have slipped on that water, she was going to tear your ass up.
And you didn't whoop Tommy either. All you did was pull her motherfucking wig, because that's all you do is pull
that's
hair.
Is pull hair and flame people.
That's it.
That's all you do.
You needed a moment. You needed some time. You wanted to get on some Tommy shit. Girl, bye.
I'm mad Tommy came there drunk.
Me too.
Because Tommy, you know these people got smoke with you. Come there ready. Don't put nothing in your system.
She killed the whole motherfucking internet when she was like, I see you. You still looking the same as usual.
I ain't seen you in a long time, but I see you. You still look the same. You still look the same.
And why were the replacements there? Like, they were so irrelevant.
Why the fuck Biggie talks all that shit and won't and can't fight?
Biggie, you talk too much.
But the crazy part is, like, when you came in last season, you came in fighting Rolly and you won.
And she tried to fight Stunna her first season. Remember?
Yeah. So it's like, what's going on with you? Why the fuck are you like, what happened? Because ain't no way J.O. would have bop me.
Hell no. And I fucks with you, J.O. Chi-Town crazy. But baby, you was giving bully. Because what you hit that girl for?
She said she beat her ass. She hit her because they jumped Nunu. And then when Biggie do shit, Biggie play victim.
She threw throw rocks and had her hands. Mm-hmm. Just like she hit Bianca, but swear she didn't hit Bianca. Bitch, I saw you hit Bianca.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I saw you hit Bianca. And Asian Doll, why the fuck was you there? You were so irrelevant.
First of all,
and Bianca didn't leave because of her.
First of all, Asia, like Tinkerbella, Asia. Why the fuck you came on there talking about you want to fight Bianca, but Bianca asked you on the show, do you want to fight? And you said, no. Now all of a sudden you want to fight her. Why you want to fight her? You want a moment.
Yeah.
You want to combat the baddies. Which one?
Yeah.
Because you did nothing. I don't know why they had you on there. I don't know why you got a baddie chain. Like, you did nothing. All you did was fight Mariah. And Mariah don't count because that hoe can't fight.
Period. Anybody can fight Mariah. And anybody. Mariah, I'm going to need you to stop bobbing and weaving, bo. Because I'm all them black eyes, I'm tired.
My motherfucker, 12-year-old grandbaby can fight Mariah and beat her. All you got to do is hit in her eyes. She don't want no more camera time.
That's it.
But why they ain't bring Sapphire back?
That's what I want to know. Sapphire or Mariah?
I don't give a fuck. I didn't want Mariah back. I said Sapphire.
No, I did not want her back either. Not at all. Not at all.
I said Sapphire. This is not
I didn't want Jayla back either.
Yeah, Jayla has been coming a bully.
But I heard they jumped her ass. You know, y'all done told so much of the motherfucking new season.
I don't even want to see it.
That I don't even want to see it. Lemmy, you need to get checked some motherfuckers.
Lemmy. What is wrong? What happened? Because when baddies first came out, they was not able to post a none of that until that whatever episode that they have in their phone or whatever altercation happened and it's in their phone, they was not allowed to talk about it or post about it until that scene is out to the public.
Yep. And y'all getting on my motherfucking
nerves. So why the fuck you allow these girls to just tell us every move that's fucking going on?
They go on fucking live during filming, during production. They live at night when it's over with. Behind the scenes type shit. We don't want to see the behind. We just want to see it without knowing what the fuck gonna happen.
Right. Like, leave us in suspense. Like, y'all film, and then he dropped the trailer, and then we like, oh yeah, bitch, I wanna see it. But every day, y'all telling us what the fuck happened, who fought who, and who did this, who jumped who, and now Nunu done told us that she gave Anna the same, hit her in the eye with her fist, just like she hit her with the chain, and we know all this now, so it's like, what do we have to look forward to?
Sticky and Little Mississippi fighting, and Krishan saying that Sticky made her eat a...
At 7 years old, bro, and I ain't gonna lie, in my 50 Cent voice, she did that shit. Ain't nobody gonna make up no shit like that on you. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
Nobody's gonna make
that. And this ain't the only person that's saying it in the family.
And I seen somebody today was like, it was on TikTok. They was saying like, y'all have to understand, like, that girl was 7 years old. So when you seven, you think you're doing stuff that's it's okay to do. And
the now same thing the nephew said.
And now that she's older and she see that that shit wasn't right, like, bitch, wait a minute. Because it's a lot of shit when I started therapy and I opened up and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Even when I was writing my book, and I was writing shit, I was like, wait a minute. And I'm going to tell you what part. When I said my mom was a drug addict, she was a crackhead, but she never sold me for crack. I said, but then my boyfriend to give her crack so they could spend time with me. And I was like, wait a minute.
You said that when I interviewed you.
Yeah,
you said like, that. And I was like, damn, Toy.
So it's like, you won't think about shit. And I'm 46 years old. And you don't be realizing shit until you either talk about it and bring it up because you're trying to get past the trauma. And you talking about it, you like, bitch, that wasn't supposed to happen. No, hold on.
Yeah.
You feel me? So y'all can't beat Krishan down for telling the truth now.
And stop making excuses for the fact that she was Tasiki. They said, oh, she was... Well, she 5 years older than Krishan. She was 11 or 12. That still don't make it right because she was a kid.
You know what she was doing?
Boy said she was telling him, I'm going to give you some pussy to wash the dishes.
Listen, I used to have an older cousin that used to be making me and my boy cousins have sex.
Oh, wow. And it happens in everybody's family.
Everybody. She was older than all of us, and they go in the closet. She has sex with him first, and then she makes me and him have sex. And as
that sound like what they said Tasiki was doing.
As kids, you're not thinking like that.
Exactly.
What happened?
Exactly.
You're not thinking that's supposed to happen, and it's like now, bitch, we older. It's like, wait a minute, bitch. My cousin was making my cousin fuck me. You feel what I'm saying?
I think they all need some counseling. I think they all need some therapy.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of them. And I think that the cast need to stay out of it. Just stay out of it.
I feel like they shouldn't put it on TV, period.
No.
Whatever the family's dark secret is, y'all go to therapy with that shit and work it out. And
y'all had an option not to do that shit. So Tasiki, stop crying and whining because you didn't have to tell Avast that shit. You could have said, no, I'm not doing it. You sold yourself.
You know what that girl got on you?
You sold yourself.
I talked to her privately with dot cameras, bitch.
You sold yourself, Bubu.
But now you want to talk to her. Because hello, Tasiki, you won't be on there if it wasn't for Rock. Let's be real now.
Let's keep it 100.
You won't be on there if it wasn't for Rock. But at the same time, you talk about you finna sue her for defamation of character.
You got to prove that.
All the people got to do is just throw social media and see your whole family saying what you did to them. Bitch, you might go to jail because, bitch, you still ain't taking Diddy for all the old shit that he done did.
So,
you sure you want to do that? You sure you want to open that can?
Huh? Baby, listen.
You sure you want to open that can, sweetie? Open that can. You better leave it closed. Better leave it closed.
Leave it closed. Because everything gonna come out.
And girl, what you think about motherfucking Scotty and Remy?
Baby. Scotty.
Woohoo.
Scotty. I don't know what we gonna do.
I'm riding for Scotty. You know why I'm riding for Scotty? Because all this time, thought she was fucking that lady husband. And when that man did that motherfucking interview and said, I'm not married, I've never been married, I don't have no kids.
Oh yeah, they ain't married.
I said, oh. So
it was so much shade at that reunion between them two.
Mm-hmm. Without saying
it. Ice cold.
Without saying it. It was so much said without saying it.
She said, and don't forget the body.
I love that. Because don't play with me, ho. Say my name. Any other time you were Scotty with the body, why this season you don't want to say Scotty with the body? Let's bring out Scotty with the body.
Because that body got your boo.
Uh-huh. Let's bring out Scotty. And don't forget the body. I was like, yes, Scotty. Go play with her. Fuck wrong with you. So, yeah, now I'm team Scotty because, bitch, they ain't even married. And
she doing her big one. She getting her bag. Huh? Yeah.
Like, girl, you the executive producer on shit. Like, girl, shut the fuck up. Get your money. Now we neither one of y'all his bitches like that. So just get your money and move the fuck up.
But I heard at one point they was all sleeping together. So shit.
Because I remember I said I asked you on the show and you told me that you heard that she be involved too. So it's like, well, bitch, okay.
Yes, but ma'am.
But clearly, then, because you know, that's why I don't like doing threesomes, because you bring a bitch in the bed and he end up liking the bitch more than you, and then they be sneaking around fucking, and then your cat no more.
Then you it mad.
Fails, it never fucking fails.
Then you mad.
Never fails. Then you getting a short end of the stick. It never fails. Because, baby, now he's showing it now. Like, you literally can tell now that him and Scotty is fucking around. Especially in the Midwest, you can tell it.
They said, my what, Scotty? Somebody get Scotty.
You want to be wide open. They skating together and all.
I got to say is you doing it, bitch, Scotty.
But you what's going on? But what's going on with them now? Because the Lemay unfollowed Scotty, Natalie unfollowed Scotty, Scotty unfollowed them.
They just all fell apart this season.
What's T? I think it's the last season. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I do too. And it should be if they don't change some shit.
It is, because it's getting out of hand now. It's really getting out of hand now. But baby, I want to see when Art Bar told Diamond she stank.
Girl,
and I don't even like Art Bar. I don't like her.
Girl,
I don't like Art Bar at all. I don't care what she do, what she say. I'm not gonna be a fan of hers. I do not like her. I don't like her.
It's gonna be an interesting season. I mean, very interesting.
It's gonna be horrible. This season is gonna be horrible.
Oh yeah, pretty much.
But I'm ready to see it.
I am. And talk shit about y'all bitches.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready. Y'all getting on my motherfucking nerve.
And hurry up, Love and Hip Hop Miami. Hurry the fuck up.
Please, I want to see Princess slap the fuck out of Amada. How you going to tell that woman you want back?
You was her friend. Amada, when nobody else was there for you, that girl was there for you with that safari shit, girl.
Yep. Yep. Well, you showed your true character the last two motherfucking seasons.
Baby, I can't wait for this.
Oh, yes.
It's a lot of going on. Ooh.
And I think Baddie's premiere in 2 weeks.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
When we getting Love in Atlanta. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta reunion.
I don't know. Was this the last episode this week or last week?
Last week.
I think and Saucy, you did your big one on the Baddies reunion. I loved you as a host.
And did I was over there, Saucy. If you listening, I was over there on Facebook going off on the gays for you, because a bitch was talking about you was real messy and you ain't deserve that and all that shit. And I motherfucking
was hate.
And I said, first of all, he deserved everything that's coming to him. And bitch, he did everything that we wanted him to motherfucking do. If you're not a fan of Baddies, you only watched it because it's the hot topic on social media, then shut the fuck up. Because that person binged it. They not even a fan like that. And then you come on because you wanted to see what Santana, because y'all gays be really hating on him, but then y'all want to watch his every move. So by everybody was talking about him on social media, it made your ass go motherfucking watch it. And then you come back to social media, talk about, oh, he was real messy and all that shit that he was doing too much. No, the fuck he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. He was doing his job.
He did exactly what we needed every motherfucking host to do of Baddies.
Yep.
And we need him to come back. and motherfucking Anna don't talk. She talk about she getting Jonathan to fight him. Girl, Jonathan, don't be no fool. Don't fall for that.
Anna, go sit down somewhere, baby. You used to be my fave, but you're doing a little too motherfucking much. Yeah, humble yourself.
She talking about, I hope you don't, I hope you come back and be the host for this reunion, because if you is, I'm bringing Jonathan. He gonna beat your ass.
Goodbye.
You got too much to motherfucking lose to be fighting for a bitch that so-called done with reality TV. Because she said she was behind the scene at first, and then they made her be in the front of the scene.
Well, let her be done. I don't give a fuck. It's our time, Toy.
That's your girl.
It is our time. Fuck her.
Damn. Friend. I miss y'all so much. I did not want to win. I did not
want to. But if it's going to go back to Hawaii.
That's off my list. I told my girl, if we go back again, I want to just stay at the resort.
Resort.
Yeah, like, I don't want to do all the extra shit that we did this time. Like, just stay at the resort. That's it.
Well, that's our time, y'all. We got to get out of here. We'll see y'all next week. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Bye.